Today will be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Kuf Yudalad, the last Daf of the 15th paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. We will discuss three basic topics. The Gemara will teach several lessons about clothing, particularly the care that a Talmid Chacham must take in keeping his clothing clean and respectable. In that context, the Gemara will outline how to define who has the status of a Talmid Chacham. The final discussion of the paragraph relates to the Machlokes Tanoim, where the leftover fats from Shabbos Karbonos may be burned on the Mizbech on Yom Kippurim, and how that may relate to whether voluntary karbanos may be brought on Yom Tov. Some of the key concepts we will see in today's daf include Begodim shebishul ben keder l'rabbi, al yimzig ben kais l'rabbi. The clothing that a person wears while cooking should not be worn while serving the master. The clothing should always fit the job. Chatzitza, when something is immersed in the mikveh, its entire surface must come in contact with the water without any interposition. Hashavas aveda b'tfiyas ayin. Generally, one would only return the lost object to its owner, who can identify the item with a siman or witnesses. However, he can return the item to a Talmid Chacham based on his claim of recognizing it as his. Nedarim v'nedav is kareivim b'yom tov. There is a machlokes tanoim whether voluntary karbanos may be brought on Yom Tov or not. Kahanim zrizin heim is the general idea that Kahanim tend to be very careful in doing their work in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore do not need much reminding to do things correctly. Kenivas yerek is the peeling away of bad leaves around a vegetable, which is mutter to do on Yom Kippur, but not on Shabbos. Ein deichin shvus lahater. Although the Chacham will allow a Issur Rabbanan to protect people from doing an Avera, we will not allow violation of an Issur Rabbanan just to inform people that something they may have thought to be Usur is really mutter.